As if flying was not stressful enough, there are now new challenges for parents flying with young children. The problem stems from economy fares that don't allow seat selection, and the result is that young kids are sometimes being seated on their own. A petition by Consumer Reports is taking on the issue. They've gathered more than 123,000 signatures from angry parents. Anna Layton is with Consumer Reports. A member of her team will testify tomorrow before the House Subcommittee on Aviation. And Anna, can you start by describing the problem?
We did some work last year where we started asking families to submit complaints to the Department of Transportation. And people buy basic economy, understanding that at this low price, they can't pick their seats. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't occur to them that that means they'll actually be seated in a completely different part of the plane than their children.
And you've heard stories from parents all around the country. What are some of the things you've heard?
We've heard from people whose babies were seated two rows, three rows away from them, who have small children who were scared. And the airline says there's nothing we can do. They go to the gate agent who says there's nothing we can do. They get on the airline, the flight attendants don't help.
I know this because I'm a parent. So what happens often is that the person who bought the ticket, the parent, is then forced to ask other passengers, can they switch seats with them?
Exactly. And with seat selection fees, the more fees we're charged to do each thing on the plane, the less likely it is that people want to switch.
And you say this is a safety issue. It's really not a matter of preference. I mean, obviously, when you have a baby or anyone under 10 years old seated without their parent, that is a safety issue.
Absolutely. And we all know that safety lecture we get at the beginning of the flight. Take care of yourself before your kids. There has to be a responsible adult there. I think about if there's an evacuation and my child is seated 10 rows behind me. Am I going to calmly exit the plane or am I going to disrupt the entire evacuation by going back and making sure my child is okay?
Your colleague is testifying tomorrow before the House Subcommittee on Aviation. What do you hope will happen?
So 4 years ago, Congress directed the Department of Transportation to look into this and, if appropriate, issue a rule requiring airlines to let families sit next to each other with no extra charge. Department of Transportation decided not to do anything about it. So what I'm hoping is that at this hearing tomorrow, the members will hear that the Department of Transportation did not follow up on what they had directed. We also are sending letters today to the three major airlines, calling them on them to do this themselves.
Have you gotten any reaction from the airlines on your petition or the push for them to change this rule?
Delta says they are doing a lot and they're fixing it on a case-by-case basis. American Airlines actually has a great policy on their website that says children 15 and under will be seated with an adult on their ticket. And United says don't buy basic economy if you want to sit with your kids. But none of these policies are working to actually ensure that this isn't happening.
You know, I'm just wondering, in the meantime, do you have advice for families who are traveling but can't afford to then just buy a higher priced premium price ticket?
Parents just don't imagine a scenario where buying a basic economy ticket will risk their 3-year-old, 4-year-old sitting 10 rows away from them. Yeah. So the best advice we can give families is buy a ticket you can afford, reach out to the airline, make the case to the airline reps everywhere you can, and look at the websites. American Airlines website has a lot of advice about how to ensure you're seated together. And then if something happens, please let us know. Complain to the airline, complain to the Department of Transportation.
That's Anna Layton, Director of Financial Policy on Consumer Reports Advocacy and Mobilization Team. Thank you so much for talking to us.